On Wednesday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appeared, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Indeed, you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, with it being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, female, but Christ is all and in all. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 20 to 26. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and cut out your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their father did to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full now, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for their fathers did so to the false prophets. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: live as Christ teaches us. Many faithful are called Catholics in name because they receive the sacrament of baptism, but they do not practice what Christ teaches them. Can those who live such a life be saved? Jesus clearly answered, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. See Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Today's readings explain why the faithful need to live their faith by practicing God's word in their life. In the first reading, the author reminds the Colossians, though they are living in the world, they should not live according to the worldly values and standards, but must live according to the heavenly values and standards, because they receive the sacrament of baptism. In the Gospel, St. Luke describes a new life in Christ by reporting Christ for blessing and for cursing. Christ completely inverts the worldly standards of evaluation, what they call blessing, he regards as cursed, and what they call cursed, he regards as blessing. Second analysis, the first reading. Two main acts of sacrament of baptism. To understand what the author wanted to teach the Colossians, we need to understand Paul's teaching about the sacrament of baptism. When we are immersed in water, we are immersed in Christ's death, and we rise, we are said in his glorious resurrection. Therefore, there are two applications in life which the faithful must do. First point, to destroy what belongs to the world. Since we were immersed in the water of baptism, the faithful must wash away their sin. The author listed out the sin which the faithful must purge out of them: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. They must put away all anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from their mouth. The faithful are no longer permitted to live according to their will, but must find out and live according to God's will. They must live according to God's truth, not worldly falsity. They must live in unity and charity with all people, should not discriminate Jews or race, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarians or Scythians, slave or freeman, but Christ is all and in all. Second point, to look for what belongs to heaven. The author said, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. St. Paul called the receiving of the sacrament of baptism is to put on Christ. When being put on Christ, the faithful must live a life that right live according to the heavenly standard and doing God's will. St. Paul told the faithful to imitate him as he imitated Christ. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Second, the Gospel. paying too much attention to the worldly things shall make people to forget the heavenly things. Third point. The difference between the Matthew and Lucan account. If one compare Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, verse 2 to 12, with Luke's Sermon on the Plain, chapter 6, verses 20 to 26, there are two main differences between them as follows. Matthew used the third person for general application, while Luke used the second person to directly apply for Jesus' disciples and audiences. Matthew structured Jesus' sermon in eight beatitudes, while Luke in four beatitudes and four maledictions. Luke four beatitudes are displayed in Matthew eight beatitudes. Luke might want to highlight the contrast between the heavenly and the earthly standards. What Jesus said in Luke four beatitudes bring hope for those who are poor, hungry and thirsty, suffered and persecuted because of the Son of Man, why served as severe warnings for those who are rich, satiated, joyful, and brave. Jesus took the values which the world worshipped and reversed them. For worldly beatitude become for maledictions, and for worldly maledictions become the four beatitudes. The second point. The lasting values of the heavenly standards. Why are the heavenly standards completely opposed with the worldly standards? The simple reason is what St. Paul gave in the first reading. For the world is passing away, to come to a lasting nation in heaven. A detailed analysis in Jesus' four beatitudes helps us to understand them better. First, poor. Richness prevents people to enter the kingdom of heaven as Jesus warned the people. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich who enter the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 19, verse 24. Richness makes people to be content with enjoyment of the present life and forget about the next life. They use all their time and effort to earn money, and after having money, they are worried about enjoyment. They have no time for God. The poor understand that they only need to eat to live. They do not need to store up things for themselves. They believe that if God nourishes birds of the air and animals of the field, He shall not let His children to die because of famine. They spend their time and effort to prepare for the next life. Second, hungry. Lucas only had the verb hungry, while Matthew had the adjective predicament righteousness. God certainly does not advertise famine, or He is happy when He sees people to die of famine, But what Jesus wanted to talk about here is the spiritual hungry. The world rely on their own effort, while the poor rely on God. He shall fill their spiritual hungry. Third, suffering. If there is no suffering, there shall be no glory. If people wanted to share Jesus' glory, they must share his suffering also. Moreover, suffering also helps people to discipline themselves, to overcome temptation and obstacles in their life. Those who like happiness and avoid suffering shall not be successful, even in this world. Fourth, being persecuted because of the Son of Man. The prophets and the preachers who were persecuted and killed because they said what the world do not want to hear, but what God want them to speak. Whoever glorified God before people, Jesus also glorified him before his Father. Application in life. As Christians, we should not live according to a worldly value and standards, but must orient our soul to heaven and live according to the heavenly values and standards. We certainly must pay a dearly price for living according to the heavenly way. But shall find joy because we do what Christ teaches us and are guaranteed to attain salvation for our soul. Amen.